there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. FYI, just a few things on the business side before we get into the episode. We have started an exciting partnership with Bleacher Report, which means you'll be able to see, watch some of these episodes of our show on the Bleacher Report app, which is extremely exciting. So if you're getting pings and all of these things from Bleacher Report, some of our shows will now be popping up. It's great. However, if that's where you're watching, not all of them will be there. So make sure you still subscribe to the YouTube channel, the Volume's YouTube channel, so that you don't miss any of our content. But it is exciting. With that said, let's get straight into it. The Lakers smacked the Warriors last night by 30, 127-97. you know, like I said, as a thing of late, of course, I was in foul trouble. Very interesting thing, but nonetheless, have to play without fouling, and stay on the floor. So that's what, I'm going to attempt to do. That's what I have been attempting to do. Didn't quite go my way last night. And in turn, it hurt us. AD had a big game with 25 and 13, few steals, few blocks, four blocks, and a large part of that is, again, I think, you know, me being in foul trouble. You know, I have to be on the floor to defend. I got to be better there. I think he did a really good job defensively. He's got a lot of deflections, which changes things. You know, it messes up the rhythm of your offense. It, you know, messes up the flow of your offense when you have a lot of deflections. So, got to give him a lot of credit there. D'Lo was really good. He got off to a very fast start, had 21 points. 5-for-8 from three. Got to do a better job of containing D'Lo. I think, you know, when in this series when we've contained him, we've been pretty good. Now, obviously, it's three games and they're up 2-1. But, you know, a couple games, pretty much most of the games, he's gotten off to a fast start, but we've been able to slow it down. Last night, we didn't do a good job of slowing it down. Bron, after not taking any shots, Steph said to me, like, yo, I'm trying to figure Bron out. Like, what? Like, I don't know. After not taking a shot through most of the first half, he ended up getting it going with 21-8-8. And, you know, it was big, really big. Hit some big shots, some timely shots. One of the threes he hit on the wing in the first half was a very timely bucket. And, you know, it slowed our run down. You know, it was in the midst of their run. And we didn't quite do enough, good enough job. I thought we got off to a really good start and, you know, finished the quarter up 7. I think at one point we went up 41-30. And everything seemed to be rolling our way. And then they went to the free throw line every play. And that stops us from flowing. You know, that stops the flow of the game. So I got to do a better job defending without fouling. You know, as we know what that does to our, not only our defense, but what it does to our offense as well. 19 turnovers. And I know at one point, we had 12 turnovers. They had like 17 points off of them. So I'm not sure what the final numbers were. But it's hard to stop that team in transition if you're turning the ball over and not making them play against our set defense. That's the, you know, other side. When you're talking set defense, we've been talking about free throws with them and their defense getting set, us turning the ball over. And I think they had 27 points off those turnovers. Us turning the ball over doesn't allow our defense to get set. So if you're allowing them to set every play, you're not getting set every play. They're going to have an advantage. And as you can see, they won that pretty handily. Made some adjustments. They put Jared Vanderbilt on me, put Austin Reeves on Steph to try to slow the pick and roll down. You know, give them some credit. They did a good job. You know, it's on us how we respond. I know that we will respond. We always do respond. But we just have to do a better job. Like Coach Kerr said, we lost our poise a little bit there. Well, I can take that on the chin. Very frustrating game. But like I said, you have to figure it out. And, you know, there's a way to win and a way to lose. I don't think we did a good job of that. So we'll be better there. Our mindset moving forward, I think the adjustment, the number one adjustment that is always made in an NBA game, and you can see that in their game, is playing with force. They played with more force last night than they played with in game two. You know, and that's always the number one adjustment outside of any X and O, outside of switching Jared Vanderbilt and Austin Reeves or AD moving up on a pick and roll. The number one adjustment any team will always make is the amount of force that they play with. And, you know, they did that. You got to give them some credit. They play with a lot more force than us. I would say probably from midway through the second quarter on. From that, you know, at that point, we had the game totally under our control. And then it flipped. So, you know, I think for us, we got to do a better job of, we see a run, making sure we get a shot that we want. I don't think we did a good job of that. And, you know, when you don't, sometimes it get out of hand. It got out of hand for us. So we'll be better. And, you know, in turn, we'll look to even this series up 2-2 heading back home. The goal is always to come win one. Obviously, want to come down here and win two. That's not possible now. So you come get one, try to take home court advantage back and head back home and look to take game five, but starting with game four tomorrow. So
there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting back out there, hopefully not in foul trouble, and just do what I got to do to help my team win. And I trust in that. Elsewhere, the New York Knicks lost to the Miami Heat, slipping to a 2-1 deficit for the Knicks. Jimmy Butler was back, as I thought. You get those extra couple days of rest and come back humming. I'll tell you what, man, the media has really been pushing. I've seen this Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson fight a million times in the last 5 days. And they're really pushing this thing and, like, want it to be a fight so bad. And, like, the little scuffle happens and, like, oh, there it is again. It's so funny. Like, let it go. Let Grandma Mine and Zoe enjoy the game in peace. They don't want to be shown fighting every single game. No, but seriously. Jimmy Butler came back 28 points. I didn't particularly have a great shooting night for Jimmy, and yet still got it done. Max Strus got it done. I thought one interesting thing was Gabe Vincent really struggled, and he's been playing really well. And with his struggle, Kyle Lowry coming off the bench has been really good, and he was good last game. But Gabe Vincent has been really playing well, and with his struggle, they still won by 20 points. Julius Randle struggled quite a bit. And I think that's because the style of play that Julius Randle plays, like, that is Miami Heat style of play. Like, they're muddying it up. They're, like, they're physical. And so they're going to match Julius Randle's physicality. And if you're just playing in a crowd, it gets tough, you know, because one thing about a Miami Heat defense is there will not be gaps. That has been established from Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra on down. Their defense, there will not be any gaps. They're going to try to keep the ball in front of them and make you play in a crowd. And they've done a good job with Julius Randle. Obviously, he's missed a significant part of the last 4 or 5 weeks. So trying to get your rhythm against that defense, that's tough. And he's had quite a bit of struggle. We'll see how he bounces back in game 4. But I expect more of the same. And not that Julius Randle isn't capable, but Miami is going to make him play in the crowd and make someone else beat them. And that's just who they are. So not that Julius can't get it going. Julius is always capable of getting it going. But I just don't see how that's going to happen against this Miami defense. I think Tibbs is going to have to do a great job of moving him around into spots. And, you know, Tibbs is a defensive specialist, like one of the GOATs when you're talking about specialty coverage defense. Not known for offensive adjustments. Not saying that he's not capable, just not what he's known for. And he's going to have to move Julius around in different spots to get him going, because catching at the top of the key against that defense or at the free throw line, they're just going to shrink the floor and make you take tough shots. So we'll see how that goes. The Celtics came out and punished Sixers at home. Played a lot in transition, played a lot in space. Al Horford is shooting the lights out the ball. Jason Tatum hit some big shots down the stretch. Some nice shots, I would say. They And James Harden struggled again. And they're really trying to make Joel guard in space. They're getting him in switches on Jason. They're getting him in switches on Jalen. And what they're doing is they're removing the rim presence from Joel and B, making him guard in space, and then they're just attacking. And they did a good job. Also expected that response from the Celtics. They've shown to be one of those teams that'll come out and lay an egg, but when they lay that egg, boy, they come back firing. And sure enough, they did. Now they'll look to take both on the road and go up 3-1. I think the MVP going to have something to say about that, but C's got something to say as well. So we'll see how that one turns out. I think some of the problems that the Celtics are causing for Philly are just like problems that Philly aren't going to be able to fix. Like, you don't have Jason Tatum. You don't have Jaylen Brown. Yes, you do have Joel Embiid, who's absolutely insane, but them, a lot like Miami, they're going to make Joel play in the crowd and make someone else beat them. And the difference in between Boston and Brooklyn, number one, Boston's just a much better team. But Boston's length, they can make Joel play in the crowd, and they have good enough defenders. Grant Williams been doing a good job on Joel, and he's really just fronting, trying to keep his body from Joel's. You got Robert Williams, who's Al Horford. They switch. They're throwing different defenders. Marcus Smart has been they're throwing different defenders and different looks at Joel, which I think is very interesting because you're not giving him a steady diet of anything. So it's like possession to possession, or every 10 possessions you're facing a different defender. And you're just trying to figure that defender out. And like Joel's, he had a pretty good game, but that's difficult. And like I said, they're going to make someone else beat them. But as opposed to Brooklyn, they are long enough and athletic enough to contest those shots. So even when you're making Joel play in a crowd, they can still get great shot contests. And so they're not saying what you see in Brooklyn do, which is completely swarm Joel and someone else is going to have to beat us on uncontested threes. They're shrinking the floor and getting a contest with their length and athleticism, and they're making it really tough. So we'll see how this one turns out. Like I said, I know Joel's aspirations of playing in a championship and conference finals and all of those things, but Boston is tough. So we'll see how it goes. The Suns went down, made it 2-1 behind Devin Booker, 47-9. KD had a great game as well. I think he finished with 39. Not quite the shooting numbers as far as efficiency goes that we're used to seeing from Kevin Durant. But D Book, 20 for 25. D Book was absolutely incredible. Carried those guys. Obviously, like I said, K had a great game. But they're going to need DeAndre Ayton to play well in order to beat the Denver Nuggets. And you got to give Jock Landale credit. He did a great job in his minutes. But can you actually beat the Denver Nuggets with Jock Landale having to play as many minutes as he played? You got Devin Booker and you got Kevin Durant. So you're always going to have an opportunity to win, but I think that's tough. Like, you need the guy who you paid, 30-something million dollars a year to be your center, your big man. You need him to play well. You're playing against another great, a great center. You're playing against a great center. You need the guy that you trusted and believed in to be on that court. This is the playoffs. I wasn't playing well. I respect Monty for being willing to make the move. But if you're going to win, D-Book not going to go for 47-9 every night and K not going for 39 every night. Now, they're capable. Not saying they're not capable of having big nights. But to apply that type of pressure and not get anything from DeAndre Ayton is going to be tough to win. So Phoenix can tie this series up. But it's going to have to come from a big night from DeAndre Ayton. After watching that film, Mike Malone is not going to allow his defense to let Book go for 47 again and KD go for 39. Now, yes, Denver does have some issues defensively at times, but I don't see that happening, and they're going to need more from Aiden. TJ Warren got it going a little bit, but if you're the Denver Nuggets, you're going to make TJ Warren beat you. You can't allow Devin Booker and Kevin Durant to beat you. So we'll see how that goes, but 2-1, like all series are right now. And like I said earlier, I'm looking forward to getting back out there, not being in foul trouble, being out there with my dogs and taking this thing to 2-2. Till next episode of the Draymond Green Show, that's a wrap. Peace.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.